You're listening to the Banking on Digital Growth podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Banking on Digital Growth podcast. I'm James Robert Lay, founder and CEO of the Digital Growth Institute, where we are on a mission to help financial brands stop losing loans and deposits by guiding them through the Banking on Digital Growth program. Today's episode is part of the Real Solutions series. And before we get into today's conversation, I'd like to invite you to join over 300 other financial brand leaders, growth-minded leaders, who are a part of the digital growth community, where they are committed to learning, connecting, and growing together. You can become a member in less than 60 seconds when you visit www.digitalgrowth.com/membership. Now, joining me for today's conversation is Zach Eichner. Zach is the Vice President of Digital Experience at ELGA Credit Union. And today we're going to solve a real problem that he is experiencing right now that I know that many financial brand leaders are experiencing, particularly when it comes to digital growth, when it comes to digital transformation. Welcome to the show, Zach.
Good to share time with you again. What is good in your world right now, personally, professionally? It's your pick to get started.
Oh, personally, lots of good things happening. Have a great relationship with my my kids. It's been outstanding. They've been having cool milestones to watch and to see going on. And my youngest just decided he wanted to catch up with some friends who've been playing in the band for 2 years. He's going into eighth grade, got a trumpet, and he's been doing YouTube videos, and he's trained himself. He can play multiple songs already. It just blew my mind. Professionally, just really feeling like I'm finding my legs here at my new credit union. I'm 5 months in now. I really starting to feel like I've got a pretty good read on where I'm at and a clearer vision on kind of where we need to go.
Well, I'm so happy to hear on both accounts. You talk about the band. So my two oldest are in the orchestra. And when the orchestra and the band get together, you get the symphony. And my oldest, he made all region. So he was actually the number two cello player out of all the seventh and eighth grade at about five school districts. And when the symphony came together, I'll never forget what my brother-in-law said. He goes, "It sounds like a movie soundtrack." And it was the most beautiful, like, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, because it was just so, like, it hits you right here, you know, right in the soul. And that's what, I mean, music is definitely, it is a language. And I think it can connect people, even if they speak a different language verbally, we all can connect and resonate to music and to sound. And that translates too into the work that you're doing now. You're 5 months in, you're making progress, you feel really good, you feel really positive. What's something that you're working on right now that we could talk through together to, you know, help you break through a roadblock or to identify a new opportunity that might help others who are listening or watching here today?
Yeah. One of the greatest things about ELGA Credit Union is kind of also one of the potential challenges, right? In that there's such a strong culture that people want to be a part of. A lot of people have a ton of tenure, right? They've been here for a long, long time. And this has been a credit union that has met people where they're at, has served the underserved, is CDFI now, but has been doing this well before they ever got certified as that, right? And so you have a lot of people been here a long time, and they're on legacy technology and don't really have a vision to what could be possible. And they are experts at working with a hand tied behind their back, right? Like, they know how to work around systems that maybe aren't maximized for what they're doing, and they do really well. But when I come in, the first person to lead digital experience with that title in the history of this credit union, it starts with the people, it starts with the processes, it starts with the procedures, right? We can get the best technology in the world, plug it in and hope for the best, but we can push people into all the parts of it and create all these really, burdensome processes and friction points that just create a poor experience, right? So it's been really enlightening and it's been empowering to kind of go back and really share some different perspectives and watch people light up and get fired up with the opportunities that exist out there. And a lot of discovery happening with technology partners throughout, just to get a lay of the land, right? The art of the possible, and just really see what's there. But at the same time, it can be a little overwhelming, right? It's that there's so much ground to make everywhere that it becomes a, you can spend a lot of time doing a lot of things and maybe not make a lot of progress because there's so many things that could use attention, that prioritizing that and figuring out the best way to build that team of change agents, because one person can't do it, build that and kind of amplify that voice throughout to really show the positive impact that can have throughout the organization has been something that I've been back and forth on. The, you know, hey, what's my path? What's clear? And still occasionally allowing myself to get caught up in, you know, the weeds are digging too deep in one spot when I'm like, well, hold up, that's not the most important part right now, right? So it has been a juggle. It's been fun. It's been exciting. It's been new. And the people I get to work with, the way that they light up and the ideas that they have, and just freeing them and seeing them just take the ownership and take the agency to just do different things has been super cool.
A couple of things that just come top of mind as you downloaded that. You mentioned the idea of vision, and it was one of the things I actually wrote about in Banking on Digital Growth, is where there's no vision, the people perish. It's ancient wisdom here. And that's the whole point when I wrote Banking on Digital Growth, why starting with a digital growth purpose, because it's the purpose that provides the clarity of vision, starting internally, of not what we're doing, not how we're doing this, but most importantly, why we're doing this. Because it's the why that gets the buy-in from everyone. But the purpose really begins to pay off when things get tough, because that's what we can lean back into. And when you're talking about this organization here, they've done a lot of good. They've helped a lot of people. They've been operating with one hand tied behind the back. So they're, I think before we hit record, I'm going to use the word that we were mentioning there, resilient. They've built a lot of resiliency, and now we can transform that into efficiency. And so an acronym even to think through here, because acronyms run wild in digital growthtopia, and it's a question: what can we be the best at? And what I mean by that is be better. What can we be even better at? It's paying homage to the past of what we've been good at, but what can we take good, make it even greater going forward? Keyword even. Because it's that one little additive that, whether more likely than not, people will pick it up subconsciously, but it's like, oh, I've been doing good. Absolutely. You've been doing good. You've been doing great. Now let's take it and make it even greater. So that's the B. E is efficiency. What can we do to be faster, more efficient? And not at the expense of people, but so that we can do more people-like things. You mentioned systems and processes. And I can think of just the efficiencies that we have continued to gain here by asking ourselves the question of what can we do to be the best. In case, practical use cases, this podcast. If I think back to how we were doing this 2 years ago, it's vastly different than how we're doing it now. And a lot of this is because we've integrated AI as a collaborator into the greater narrative. It's not replacing anyone. We still have to have people. It's just allowed us to be even better. Then the S, it's the systems and the processes that are required to gain the efficiency to be the best. And what does that really deliver? It's the experience here, because experiences are well-defined systems and processes that have been A, strategically thought out, B, applied. Now that's where most organizations stop, because they'll apply the system, they'll apply the process. The opportunity for growth is to optimize the work that we've done and to have a cadence every 90 days to go through and review what we've done, learn through the experience, and then to think about how we could apply that new knowledge to be even better will provide that path forward. And then finally, the T. It's got to be teachable. It's got to be transferable. We have an opportunity to build a culture where ordinary people can come and do extraordinary things. Because they have the systems, they have the efficiency, and they have the belief that, you know what? I know exactly what I need to do. I know how to do it, but more importantly, I know why I'm doing it. And that is how we're all going to get even better together as we're guiding, first and foremost, internal teams through exponential change. And change can be hard and scary and painful, yes. But we're not doing it alone. We're doing it together. So all transformation, therefore, must begin with end. But then secondly, take a lot of what we're learning through our own transformational experience, which we do need a culture of exponential education and learning and development, which would then transition to a culture of coaching, which I do find both are actually big gaps right now in the vertical at large. But to take that belief system of education and coaching and then integrate that into our own experience and then to bring that to our account holders, or in your case, bring that to the members so that they can continue to transform their relationship, their beliefs, their overall financial well-being going forward into the future. So it all comes down to just asking the question, what are we going to be the best at?
I love it.
What can you do? How can you be the best here? Thinking about the work that you're doing, practically speaking, Zach.
It's continuing to bring the belief and the passion that I do every day and coach people, whether they're direct reports, if you will, or not, right? Just having those conversations, talking with people. You know, we're expanding our digital experience team. One of the first things I thought back to was conversations that we had early on as you're kind of going through the whole banking change process and building that out and talking about, you know, hey, let's talk with the staff and see how do you feel about the pace of you know, change and technology and everything? How do you feel about it? Let alone how do we, you know, find good partners and roll it out and help the members. Let's start with the people who are touching this stuff and who are being greeted with this on a regular basis. And, you know, how do they feel about it personally? How do they feel about it in the workspace? And just really start having those conversations and open the eyes back up to what would you do if you could do anything? You know, what is holding you back? What is one of those things if we just get a little bit better at, it would allow you to, you know, exponentially increase what you're able to do. And just the way people light up, we start having those conversations is great. And you plant that seed, right? But it's going back and it's continuing to tend to that, right? Let me bring that back up again. Let's, you know, hey, what have you thought about? What more is going on? What have you discovered? You thought more about it. What might work? What might not? And just continuing to find ways to do that and create those strong relationships throughout the organization as well, where we have the same end goal in mind. And that, you know, it's not compliance versus risk versus digital, right? It's we all have the same end goal, which is help as many people as possible while not giving away the credit union, right?
Correct.
So it's kind of having that, have that partnership that, hey, we're all in this together and you know, let's be smart, let's be intentional, and let's do the things that are going to, you know, really take us to that next level and really maximize our opportunity and give the best back, because that's what we all want to do, right? We're here working at this credit union in this community because of the fact that we believe in and care for the people that we serve and the communities that we serve on a daily basis. So if we're all working that way, right, then we can find solutions.
I want to just resurface as we start to wrap up here one point that for those watching or listening, it could be easy to gloss over, but you mentioned something here about belief. What you believe is going to directly impact how you move forward in this new whole age of AI. And so to go in and have the conversations, to just ask the question, well, how are you feeling right now? It might make some feel a little uncomfortable because they've never been asked that question before. But we're finding a tremendous amount of insight from our future growth index that we developed about 18 months ago. And a lot of this came from needing to have a quantifiable benchmark about how individuals and how teams feel about the future. Because if an individual or a team, and teams make up the organization, feel like their best days are behind them, that will create conflict going forward. A lot of this gets into the work of Carol Dweck with her book Growth Mindset. And I will tell you, we are identifying, and I can't, it's more anecdotal at this point, but the potential for fixed mindsets to be one of the greatest challenges and the greatest roadblocks for future growth within the vertical. And if you look at what a fixed mindset is, it's a limiting mindset. It's a limiting belief. And one who has a fixed mindset, they avoid challenges. They ignore feedback. They feel threatened when others are successful. They have a strong desire to look smart in front of their peers. They give up. But the good news of all of this is the growth mindset and the neuroscience that proves this. The brain is the neuroplasticity of the brain, the ability for the brain to rewire itself. And if you think about this idea of financial brand leaders struggling with a fixed mindset, well, how many of our account holders struggle with a fixed mindset when it comes to their relationship with money? They avoid challenges. They ignore feedback. They're threatened by the success of others. They have a desire to look smart. They try to keep up with the Joneses, the Kardashians. They give up easily. They don't try to budget. So what if we, as a team, starting with as an individual, what is we as an individual, then a team, then an organization, then an industry, we make a commitment to develop a growth mindset to where we're going to continue to persevere in the face of failure. We're going to build new skills. We're going to learn. We're going to take criticism, not personally, but it's a way to be even better. We're going to build our capability. We're going to collaborate. How might that belief then just naturally transition into the lives of our members, their families, our communities? What could that future look like? So, and a lot of this gets into the future growth index. It's how do you feel when you look at the future? Do you feel growth bound? Or are you stuck in the gap griping about problems? When you think about your organization and the future of your organization, do you feel growth bound or do you feel stuck in the gap griping about problems? When you think about your team, the future of your team, do you feel growth bound or you feel stuck at the gap griping about problems? Just asking those three questions, putting a numerical value on that, benchmarking that against the industry, and then getting the qualitative data into why people feel the way that they feel. We have seen teams go from either being trending more in the gap or even worse, I would say stuck in the zone of uncertainty, and moving them into being more growth bound. Because growth mindset and also the work of Angela Duckworth, her work coming out of her book called Grit, Resiliency, these are all capabilities that we can learn as an individual, as a team, as an organization. So keep on the good path, Zach. Keep doing good things, buddy.
Absolutely. I plan to, and I appreciate your ongoing support in ways you don't even know. Appreciate everything and the timely insights and everything. You constantly fuel me for staying focused and continuing to grow. So,
well, Zach has been so good sharing time with you today on the podcast. For those watching or listening that want to just continue to connect and expand their network and connect with a growth-minded leader like yourself, what's the best way for them to reach out and say hello to you?
Hit me on LinkedIn. I'm out there.
Connect with Zach, learn with Zach, grow with Zach. Zach, this has been a great conversation. Thanks again for joining me for another episode of the Banking on Digital Growth podcast.
Appreciate you. Take care.
As always, and until next time, be well, do good, and be the light. We'll be right back.